KC8VFU on non-Michigan link system.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
K8BYS at the base here at home. Anybody listening?
This is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet, Lima.
98WJL, this is Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra, K8DYS, we're in Harrison. Whereabouts are you at?
I'm in Detroit, where are you?
Yeah, I said I'm in Harrison. I think I might have talked to you yesterday. Were you, are you by Gross Point?
No, no, that's way on the east side. I'm on the west side of Detroit.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, you got Ryan here. We're just, there's a guy running up to by Atlanta. He's probably going to be popping in on the 700 machine up here after a little while. I was going to see if I could reach him on it. He's running about 150 watts out of his mobile, so I think he should have no problem getting in once he gets up around Grayling, Frederick area. So I'm just sitting here. It's a little bit rainy up here today, and we're just relaxed. We got a dance event going on today, so we're just relaxing until we gotta leave for that in a couple hours. So how are you doing today?
It's a long walk up. Where do you say you at? Where are you located?
I'm in Harrison, Michigan. It's in Clare County, in the middle of the mitten here. 127 and M61 is where I'm at. But we're about 90 miles north of Lansing here, right in the middle of the state.
Did you say you were in Harrison Township?
No, I'm not in Harrison Township. I'm in Harrison, Michigan. Harrison, Michigan. Clare County. Clare County, 90 miles north of Lansing. Are you?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a distance. I used to be able to get into these, this link, this system pretty good, yeah. When I had a 16 on this beam, but we had a bad windstorm a few weeks ago, and it blew my beam down there, Roger.
Okay, copy on that, yeah. Yeah, I've got a big 2-meter beam up here. But we're just working through All-Star right now, connected to the Northern Michigan hub there, so we don't have a repeater up here yet that's got All-Star on it, so I'm, well, I do, but it's low profile, so we're just working on stuff. Probably in the next couple of years, I'm sure we'll have something up here in Harrison. We just got to get a bunch of people together and get her done, so it's hard to do these days. Radio's at the bottom of the list for most people, so. But, yeah, that's what we got going on here. A little bit of rain, a little bit of relaxation. I worked all week, so I'm just taking advantage, full advantage of relaxing today. little bit. My back's been killing me, so. All right, well, we'll work you later. Any WJL, I'll be listening out here for a little while. I'm listening out for a guy named Mark running up north. We'll see if he gets on there. KDYS, standing by, and good chatting with you.
Where was your call again?
K8DYS, Kilo 8, Delta, Yankee, Sierra. Roger.
Over catch you in another time, but it is rough copying now.
Alright.
See ya. Yeah, hope to catch you another time. This is no. Julia Lima, I'm going to be on the side.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure why you're, I'm not sure, you should be hearing me pretty good, but I don't know what I'm sounding like on the other end, so. K8DYS, standing by.
Hi, you're sounding loud and proud on the Bueller repeater, 89NN Mobile, good morning.
AB9NN, all right, good deal. Yeah, I didn't think I was coming in bad. Maybe whatever he's coming in on might be weak to him. I don't know what they got going on down there, but I'm just working through a simplex node here right at the moment. It covers 25 miles to the south of me and, I don't know, 10 miles to the north, so it works okay. For what we got down here, that's about all we can do, you know? Just try and make it happen.
Roger, yeah, his signal is very, very scratchy. He was barely making the repeater.
Okay, I'm going to take a standby here. There's a fellow that's from Harrison here. He's running up to... They're going to take an 80-foot tower down or attempt to today, so... I think he's got a Kenwood 790, I believe, cranked up to like 120 or some watts. So I was going to see if I could reach him from here, see if he'd get on there. I think he's got the Mile repeater program, and he's going up to Atlanta. So I've just been standing by, listening, and I wanted to see how far I travel that drive every day just about, so I wanted to see what the difference in 100 watts would do versus the 50 or 60 that I run in my semi. I was thinking about throwing an amplifier or something in there and running 150 watts out, maybe help my transmit. The receiver is okay, but the transmit is quite weak for some reason. So, anyway, we'll be standing by. AB9NN, this is KDYS. I'll be standing by.
Okay, very good. Glad to make your acquaintance, and, yeah, good luck with your project. AB9NN Mobile, I'll be monitoring for just a bit, running some errands.
W8RPM, WJ8R. WJ8R, clear.
Yep, you're loud and clear, full quieting. K8 Okay, do I ask?
Well, cool beans, I should be. We're not that far. This is mile repeater, right?
Yeah, mile. Yeah. Whereabouts are you at?
Driving down the road. County Road 612, I guess. We're headed east. Hartwood Pines.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you're... There's a little tiny bit of picket fencing, but not really. So, 100, I need to get 100 watt amp in my sound. I need to get the antenna in the middle, and I guess, because I can't, I'm not readable from over there at 60 watts. I think my radio does about 60 watts, but it don't make it till I get to Lewiston area, so, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty country up in there, up in that area where you're at. It's cooling right off, dude.
Yeah, I know it is. It's supposed to be up to around 60 degrees today, but it's not going to be till later this afternoon. But it finally quit raining here. I hope it stays this way, too.
Well, it's 36 degrees right now in Indian River. I'm going to look at Atlanta. I don't think it's supposed to get up to 60 up there, but it might, I guess. Atlanta. K8DYS.
Yeah, I'm Saturday's about the only day we had to come up here and do this, so, yep, get up there and get this job done. Kind of wish we had a little more help, but we got what we got. We'll get it down anyway.
Okay, so you're looking at 47 for a high at about 3 p.m., 4 p.m. That's the highest. It's 36 degrees right now in Atlanta.
Gee whiz, is that all? I'm glad I wore my coat.
Well, once you guys get moving around, hopefully you can move around and you'll probably get warm. But yeah, that's all it is. I went outside. For some reason, the battery on my pickup went dead. I don't know why. I put the charger on it last night, and I took the charger off this morning, and it seems to be floating at 12.7. So I don't know what drew it down. It was at like 11 volts. I don't know. So these new vehicles, they're not any good, I'll tell you that. But at least I guess I'll keep an eye on it tomorrow. If it doesn't drop, and I guess I don't have to go buy a new battery right away. I just am curious why it went down so much.
KC9ZJB.
KC9DJV, I think it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, once you leave it alone for 30 minutes, and it's fully charged, it's 12.7.
Yeah, roger. Well, it's an AGM battery. I'm not really familiar with them. I only have them, I've got one on my motorcycle. That's the only AGM battery I've ever had. Yeah, so it's been floating for an hour or two, and it's still floating at 12.7, so should be good, but I, just because I didn't drive it for a day, you know, it shouldn't have been at 11 volts, so it makes me wonder what's going on. It's only a couple-year-old vehicle, so there's got to be a reason for it, but I've heard also that the factory batteries that come in these vehicles are junk, so maybe it's just a faulty battery. Who knows? But oh well, it's not a huge deal. So, but yeah. Wait, what about you? Yeah, is it KC9VJV or BJV? Come back with that. Where? What's your location, sir?
It's Kilo Charlie 9 Zulu Juliet Bravo. I live in Salt Lake, Michigan, 30 miles above the bridge.
Copy that. Copy that. I think I've heard you before. There was a couple guys up there around that area fishing, ice fishing this winter. Maybe you were one of them, or maybe you were in there too. So, okay. This is KDYS. You got Ryan. I'm in Harrison, Michigan. We're 2 hours south of the bridge.
Well, we'll catch up with you a little later, Ryan. We ain't got too much farther to go, and we'll be up here. See what we can do with this tower, so. Catch you later. KDYS, KC8QVX.
Okie dokie. Yep, be careful. I'll be standing by. I got to leave here around like 2-ish, so. Yeah, you're full quieting, so. I figured as much with having a 5/8 on the center of a vehicle and not having any metal around it. And 100 watts or whatever, 150 watts. Oh, yeah. So that repeater up there is on a big tower, and it works really well. So I'm really glad they got stuff figured out. It's pretty cool, so. And the other station, KC9ZJB, you have a good day as well. I'll be standing by. And I just looked it up. We're 140 miles from south of the bridge. So, yeah. KDYS, standing by. Have a good day.
It's been a pleasure. KC9ZJB, clear.
KFACQF. You're catching the link from the Mackinac and Sheboygan, also the Mayo repeater, so they must all be linked together. KFACQF.
Go ahead, other station. Can you give me a call sign again? I'm going to write it down. I've been writing them down today.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Quebec Foxtrot. Mark, I live in Trout Lake, but I'm mobile right now, and I'm in St. Dixon. I'm catching the Mackinac repeater.
Roger on the Trout Lake, and roger on the mobile in St. Ignace. On the 1-1. Yeah, that's a good repeater, too. I'm glad they got it up on there. What's your first name? I'll write that down, too. You got Ryan here, K8DYS. We're stationary here, so we're jotting them down.
Oh, copy. Yeah, this is Mark. I live in Trout Lake, but I'm currently in St. Ignace. Yeah, I was catching your conversation on both the Mackinac and the Sheboygan repeaters, so obviously they're linked with you down there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So the Mackinac and the Sheboygan and Petoskey, they're all linked together, and I'm not on a repeater at the moment, but I have a all-star deal here, so yeah, that's how you're hearing me. And then the other station was mobile over by the Mayo repeater, that one's also linked, so yeah, it's a good system here. And if you're traveling in that area, you got a little bit of communication. There's not a whole lot of activity on VHF, so linking them together kind of brings the whole northern community together.
Yeah, I agree. I've talked all the way down to actually South Haven on the link system. So, you know, most of the upper, lower, and a lot of the eastern UP all kind of work together. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. KF8D2F. Ryan, it's nice talking at you. 73.
All right, Mark. Yeah, we got a lot of Marks out there today. All right, KF8BQF, drive safe. We'll catch you on the flip side. KDYS, standing by. Are you still out there? Are you on County Road 612? Is that what you said?
where we're at now. We're going by some lake here. Windy, windy, windy road.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious. I was looking at the map here. Well, cool. Yeah, it's pretty sweet that you have this all linked up. It's a pretty nice system here.
Yeah, I guess we're still on 612. That's what Animal just said, so. Yep, we're still on 612. We ain't got too much fire to go, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a little ways still. I mean, but yeah, not too much farther. You're more than halfway there now.
Yeah, we only got 19 more miles to go and we'll be there, so we're almost there. Another 20 minutes or so.
I'll holler when you get there and let me know where exactly it's at. Or send me a pin out if you can do, if you know how to do that. Send me a pin out where you're at. I'd be curious to know where exactly that tower's at. It's not on the beaten path that I've been on. I haven't saw it. I've been looking around there.
Yeah, okay. I got gas. But yeah, I figure I'll send you a pin, or Mark can send you a pin or something. I probably can't do it.
Okay, yeah, it's no big deal. Alright, we'll let you get back to going there, so we'll be listening. Standing by, K-A-B-Y-S.
Alrighty. Hold that, when you get there, I'll holler at you. K-A-B-Y-S, K-C-A-Q-B-X. W8RPM, WJ8R Mobile. WJ8R Clear.
KCAQVX, KDYS, are you still by?
Yep, I'm still here. We are getting really close.
Roger that. Wow, you're sounding perfect now. That's awesome.
Yeah, that repeater's coming in here a lot better too. So we're just north of it. We're north of the repeater. I don't know how far north, but we're north because the repeater's a mile, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the repeater's just north of mile. On a big mountain, Mount Tom. And it's up, I believe the antenna's at the top of the tower. It looks to be like a 300-foot tower or something, or something like that. I don't know, I'm just guessing. But yeah, you're due north. I don't know, maybe 25 miles, 30 miles? I'm just guessing again, but, so yeah, you're straight north, so. It covers to the east a lot better than it does to the west, so, and it does do okay in the north region, but I can hear it all the way up to north of Alpena, Rogers City to Presque Isle, and then that county, I can hear it really well up there in my mobile, so it covers really good to the east.
Okay. Yeah, I got pretty much full quiet in here. So we just pulled into this guy's place. So we're gonna try and take this tower down. Catch up with you. KDYS, KCAQVX.
Okay, I'll be standing by here. So holler out. I'll be able to hear it all the way to Mount Pleasant when I leave here, so yeah, if you decide to jump on and let me know, that'd be great. K-8-D-Y-S. Be careful and good luck. 8UIS, standing by.
KBYS,
go ahead.
Okay, we got the tower on the trailer and we're headed back.
Well, that was pretty quick.
Yes, it was. And I couldn't believe how well that tower came down either. That was unbelievable how that tower came down.
Yeah, I didn't figure it'd be too awful hard. Those are a lot lighter weight.
Yeah, I know they're lighter than 25G. I can tell that.
Well, there's another one. The tower is pretty much junk. Some of the sections are probably okay. But it's leaning pretty bad. My buddy said we can use his loader to get a high, nice high point to lower it from. But there's a UHF 8 bay, I think it is, on top. Do they make a 4 bay UHF?
I don't think so. You're talking there's four bays on it, and they're dual bays, so that's why they call them an 8 bay, right? Like that one I got out there for that GMRS repeater.
Yeah, I think so. It's up there, though. It's up there above the trees, so there's an antenna with 7/8 helix in Clare we got to take down. I'm going to go talk to the guy. He's a snowbird. He's getting old, so we got to do it before he goes away. So if he's home, I'm going to go talk to him. My buddy said whatever, so he'll help us lower it down. We got to salvage the as much as we can. We'll probably end up having to lower it down into the trees, though, which is, I don't know, it's not going to do the antenna any bit of good.
Well, what kind of tower is it, and how tall is it? Is it a Rhone 25 or American Standard or what?
It's American Standard, just like the one you took down, and it's probably 80, 90 feet tall.
Okay, wow, and it's got guys on it.
It's hooked off to a barn, and it's got some makeshift wires. I wouldn't really call them guy wires. They're not cable, I don't think. They're really, really small. But we can go look at it one of these days. But my buddy's got a great big loader we can hook off to it and lower it down with. You'll have to look at it. I've sent you pictures. I'll see if I can send them to you again.
Okay. Yeah, send me the pictures of them. We'll go from there, I guess. See what it's all about. And we need to stop over there, that dude over on Adams Road, or that Rhone 25G is, that's standing there next to the house. There's nothing on it. I don't think there's anything on it. If there was, it was a TV antenna, and the cable was kind of blowing around in the breeze up there. So they don't use it anyway. I know that going on, they don't use it. KCAQVX.
Yeah, I can go ask them one of these days when I'm on my way home. All right, I'm working out. I'll be back in a bit. I got to do one more arm, and then I'm done. KDYS. All right,
catch up with you. We're probably going to stop somewhere and get some lunch, I'm thinking. So... KC8QVX.
And I'm done with that. Wow. Yeah, I don't really know of anywhere to eat around there. Maybe somebody else could chime in. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find something, I'm sure, down here. We got some little towns to do. We'll run across some mom and pop joint, probably stop and get something to eat.
There's one at Luzerne. Luzerne. I don't know which way you're going. There might be one in Lewiston, too. Looks like there's an iron kettle in Lewiston.
Yeah, we'll probably stop in Lewiston. We're not too far from KDHTSH. Donna Berry lives in Lewiston. We're not too far from his place.
Roger on that. Yeah, there's Timbers. Oh, that's a bakery. Yeah, no iron cattle. It looks like about it in Lewiston. You're not far from there. Where did it? Did you end up going north of Atlanta, or what?
No, we're south of Atlanta. Yep. I don't know how far, but we're definitely south.
Copy that. Well, the breeze is starting to pick up here, and it's cooling off a little bit here. 40-something degrees. No rain, though. Yeah, I'd imagine you probably dug the cement out, and it come right down nice and easy. Did any of the sections get bent up at all?
Nope, sure didn't. It got down about the last 6 feet or so, and it kind of fell. And it went thump on the ground, but it didn't hurt anything. No, we only dug down maybe 6-8 inches underneath the soil there. And then Mark went ahead and cut it off with one of them cutoff wheels he borrowed from Easy Rider, one of them cordless jobs. Had a cutoff wheel on it. We cut the back leg off, and we cut about halfway through on the front two legs, and then just... tied the rope down to a tree and tied the other end of the rope to the guy wires. And the other end of the rope we tied to a tractor and we just let it down. I couldn't believe it. It went really slick.
KDYS, I'll be standing by.
W8RPM,
K8DYS, stationary in Harrison. How you doing today?
Hello, sir. I'm okay for Saturday. Going back to my flooded out house to see what I can accomplish today. Made a lot of progress yesterday. Water's down a little bit. Got the crawl blown out. Got the big pump hooked up. So, fairly happy with the progress. And then it rained all night, but I don't think it made much difference.
Oh, man. I didn't even know that. I must have missed that. Sorry to hear that. That's very unfortunate. And yeah, we got a little rain here. I woke up to a dead battery on my truck, which is odd. I charged it, and now it's holding. So, weird. But yeah, that's not
a very big deal compared to what you're dealing with. Not a big deal at all, actually, but yeah, we're just sitting here. We're getting ready to go to a dance recital today, and we got one tomorrow, too, so we're taking off here in about 30 minutes, so. Where are you located right now?
Well, at the moment, I'm northbound on 75 from Wolverine, which is where we've been staying. I actually miss those dance recital days. I mean, some of them are kind of boring. You know, you really only care about your own kid, and you got to sit there through everybody else's. But mine is married and pregnant now, so if that gives you some perspective. How old is yours?
Well, sometimes we think that she's 16, but she's only 10, so... This is her 7th year at dance, so yeah. Yeah, I know. I got a lot of gray hairs already. I can't imagine 10 more years what it's going to be like.
Well, the gray hairs come and go. The question is, how many guns do you have? You know, and how assertive are you? Because you're going to need to be. But yeah, I think mine started at about 3 or 4. And stayed with it all through high school. Matter of fact, she only stopped dancing because she started swimming. So, you know, there was some overlap in 9th and 10th grade, but by the time she was in the more senior high school years, the athletics took over. Didn't really do her any good other than the, you know, the team stuff, being able to get her varsity letter and all that jazz. But, yeah, I get it. I remember it. I miss it. You know, if you could go back and do it over again. But anyhow. All right. Well, thanks for returning my call. And I'm about where I need to be. And one more exit. Here I am. So, wish me luck. I got it a lot easier than most people around here. There are people that their houses are total losses. I mean, total losses. 4 or 5 feet of water on the ground floor, so I got off easy compared to that, but it's still a pain in my you-know-what, so see you later, W8RPM.
That's all you can do is just be positive, so yeah, I wish you very, very much luck, and I'm sure it'll all work out in the end, so. But yeah, we got one for every day of the week, so we're all set here, and I'm not looking forward to it, but we're prepared, so. All right. W8RPM, we're going to be standing by K8DYS.
KC, yes, you.
KC8VSU, K8DYS, go ahead. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Ryan. Doing good. A little light rain up here, but I'm going to have 75, 80 degree weather like we had yesterday.
I got 50 degrees here on the thermometer, so the wind is blowing pretty good. But yeah. Are you guys high and dry over there?
Well, the lakes are still full. They're still above what they should be. Quite a few, Torch Lake, Elk Lake, Bel Air, all that, they're all full. The dams are holding so far, and we're seeing some receding, but not a lot right now.
Copy that. Well, I was in the middle part of the state, and a lot of water dissipating. The water levels have gone down tremendously, so I hope everybody has good luck and can manage. It's a really sad deal, I guess. So all right, I just wanted to return your call. I'm gonna get ready to go here. I gotta run out the door, so. Good hearing you. I will be in the mobile listening here about 20 minutes or so. KDYS.
Okay, got you later. KCABSU portable.
Ron, how are you doing?
That's pretty funny. Two letters, not even two words. No, two words if you spell them out. I'm all right. Things are progressing. At the house, we're kind of monitoring the smaller pumps. Big one did its job yesterday. 3 hours later, it's... A little overnight, plus I'm sure some of it just sort of finished cooking.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were making out there. Well, that answers that question. Of course, our place, we didn't really have any issues with that. You know, we're not really on the water or close to any of that stuff. Would love to have gotten up there already, but, you know, the way there's some things going on. The missus has some surgery on Monday. You know, I'm guessing that it won't be till probably late May until we can get up there. Of course, I would love to have been up there a couple weeks ago.
Really bad. They got a lot of really severe road problems. There's a big section 68 that's closed. The detour. To just get from one side of the detour to the other is a 30-mile track. Lots and lots of road problems. Lots of road problems around Black Lake too.
Yeah, I saw that. I see the closure on 68. At least that's east of Akiak Road, so if we were to go up, I mean, we should be able to make it there. Sounds like the low spot on Akiak Road there might have been weather across at one point, but I saw some pictures yesterday or day before that, you know, the water was high there, but, you know, it was passable, so. But
But yeah, I saw that, you know, popped up with, you know, that closure on Blackley. Was that happened yesterday? Man, oh man, yeah, they did take it on the chin around the, you know, around Presidio County. Yeah, you know, a lot of places up there did.
I think around me is probably the worst in terms of number, just quantity of affected houses and severity. It's not any better. I mean, this really happened for the most part. It happened Tuesday afternoon towards Tuesday evening, and stuff at the end of my street, more towards the big lake, those houses are still 2-3 feet deep underwater. Houses on the south shore of the Sturgeon River, still underwater. I've got, probably a foot of water still in my road. It's easily passable with us, with the truck. But, I wouldn't be driving through the passenger car.
Yeah, easily passable if you know where you're going, huh? I can see where one could get themselves in trouble pretty quickly. Go off the side of the road there. Well, I've been thinking about you, and everybody else in that situation up there. Actually, our friends that have the place over in Lane 6, they just went up. They're in the process of they're moving up there full time now from my one here. But you know, they did manage to successfully make it up there.
Getting around is not that difficult. The main roads are fine, at least by me. Not so much by you, but by me. There were detours on Wednesday, but they're virtually all gone. There's a spot on 31. Just as you're coming out of Atlanta heading towards Petoskey, there's a spot there where there's water on the road and it's constantly flowing. It's not really deep. It's just kind of running down a hill and across the road to get over to the lake. But, you're very familiar with the lay of the land here, with this place. If you would have told me that the lake would have been in contact with the back wall of the house, I would have said it wasn't possible. I never would have believed it. But, and even today, 5 days later with the levels down to probably about half, the lake is halfway up the yard. You can't even see the seawall. Can't see the fire pit. My waterside fence is about halfway submerged, so there's a long way to go. It's gonna take another week at least just to even come close to leveling out. The good news is they got those extra hydros at the dam running. The water levels at the dam are moving in the right direction, so we're good there. Then again, hours of rain last night didn't help either. W8R.
Oh yeah, I saw that they got the hydros running again, and that has helped. It seems like every time I pop in on the cameras, it hasn't necessarily been raining when I pop in, but I look in the see if there's any recordings triggered, and there has been a lot of rain overnight. Actually, it looks kind of interesting on the cameras because the way it's been like misty and swirling, you look at it and go, wow, that looks a little spooky.
On Thursday afternoon, it was bright and sunny, and it started to warm up. It was in the high 60s, low 70s, and I was in downtown Petoskey. And it was just such a crazy, crazy, mind-bending trichotomy. The sun's shining, there's still piles and piles of snow. There's ice on the lake. There's fog and steam coming from the water. Shadows from the, you know, waning sun. Just, you know, and I was up on a hill, so I had a view across the bay towards harbor. Just kind of confusing, you know, just too much meteorological activity all in one place at once. And your brain, your eyes look at it, and then your brain looks at it, and it's like, what am I seeing?
Yeah, what am I seeing, and how is this possible, huh? Hey, we still have just a little bit of snow at our place. It's almost all gone. Okay, I'm going to keep going around. Figured I'd pop in and see who might be hanging around. Just took some hot dogs off the grill. It's chilly here today. But I've been wanting to do this for a while. First grilling of the season. W8RPM, W2PT.
I try to smoke all season long. Hey, remember we were talking about replacing the push-to-talk button on a 5,000 case? I was able to... Remember when I bought the yellow one so cheap? The 3,000Rs or 5,000Rs to try to do NAS with them? Well, I just took one of those cases and I just popped that off and I popped it back on my 5,000 that looks like new. So, yeah, I try to keep the barbecue and the smoker going all winter long. It was tough when there's 3 feet of snow. But, all right, see you later, talk soon. Dave's up here, too. Dave came up yesterday. He's at his place, and he pops in here regularly. He says Cam's 6.7 is just banging in there, probably deep coverage now. So, he's around. I talked to him several times yesterday. He's probably out here listening now. W8RPM.
Okay, Ron, that's cool. You got that fixed. Talk to you. W2PT.
UIS, mobile, we're in Farwell. KFA-GEW. KF8-GDW testing. KF8-GDW clear. KF8-GDW.